I feel like it's time for the Word of God because God has a word for somebody here today, and I want you to hear His voice. Luke 15, verse 17 will refer to this setting and the context momentarily, but just for now, the Bible says, concerning this man that had drifted away from his earthly father, when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger." Now I want to preach a simple thought that I believe God wants to use to encourage somebody here. Father knows best. I want you to ask the Lord to pour out His Spirit upon us one more time. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, You sent Your word and it healed. And there are hearts that need to be healed today. There are emotions that need to be healed today. And there are some in this building right now, Lord, that need their relationship with You to be infused with an awareness that You are on the throne, that You are working on their behalf, and that You are moving and ministering for their good. So we ask for an outpouring of Your Spirit. We ask for the demonstration of Your Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. One more time, just love the Lord. Use your voice, use your hands, however you choose. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God bless you. You may be seated today. Although I did not grow up with a father in my home, I have seen firsthand the incredible comfort and strength and encouragement that comes when somebody can look to an earthly father. And I know there are some here today that you have a tremendous testimony, either currently or in the past, where in the traditional sense, you have found comfort and wisdom from a natural dad. There are others that there is an ache in your soul for one reason or another, either because that relationship is no longer available or perhaps it never was. But all of us can imagine in the traditional sense, when you see a good dad interacting with his family in a good way, it can bring such encouragement. It can bring such comfort and strength. I think of my pastor growing up as one such dad. I also think of my father-in-law, although he's no longer with us. I had enough years with him to see how a natural dad can bring so much strength and comfort, encouragement to a family. And so I say that for many reasons. One reason is this. Again, I want to say to every dad that's trying to get it right, we honor you. To every dad that's trying to be that in a godly sense, strength and encouragement and wisdom to your children, young or old, we say thank you for modeling the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And I want to say to every dad, have this prayer with me today. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Let's humble ourselves as fathers and be willing to admit, God, if I lack wisdom in any area, I'm just going to let You know I need Your help. I need Your grace. I need Your word to guide me as I guide my family. In the spiritual sense, there are people in this building that know time and time again that there is much wisdom when we come to our Heavenly Father. There is much encouragement when we develop a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Some of you recall this verse from last Sunday. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than than your thoughts. On this Father's Day, whether you have had a tremendous relationship with a natural dad or perhaps you have not, could you look to your Heavenly Father with incredible confidence, with tremendous assurance? Oh, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And whatever is weighing on my soul today, I can come to you like a son would run to his dad, and I can receive all the insight I need to make it through every trial that I face. How many of you have lived long enough as a child of God to discover that we are way better off when we trust in Jesus over ourselves? How many have learned in this life that when you can run to your Heavenly Father and tell him all about it and seek his word for direction, you're way better off than going it on your own? And certainly around here, we have been thinking about our thinking. We have been thinking for a change. We have been trying to surrender our thoughts for his thoughts. We have been trying to acknowledge, as Romans 12 and 2 says, we cannot copy the behavior and the customs of this world. We can't just go on like everybody else around us. This world is falling apart. We've got to get a hold of God and let him transform us over and over again by changing the way that we think. Why? Because the end result is that we will know his perfect will for us. We will know his way for us in every circumstance, in every situation. Do you know that God has better plans for you than you have for yourself? Do you know that your Heavenly Father is looking at your life 24/7, 365 with one goal, and that is for your best, for your ultimate end in salvation, to be ready at the sound of the trumpet? We have to recognize that even though our thoughts are valuable, we have to surrender our thoughts for his thoughts. Even though our ways are helpful, we have to learn how to surrender our ways for his ways. Because the reality is, what we think about has an amazing impact on who we are, who we become. Proverbs 23 says this, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And so I say to you today, don't limit yourself by your own plans. Father knows best. Don't limit yourself by your own ideas. God has great promises for you. God has amazing purpose and direction for your life and for your family. God has an awesome plan for your future. The prophet said in Jeremiah, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end," or one translation says, to give you a happy ending. On this Father's Day, is there anybody in the building that could replace all of your thoughts of worry and stress about how this is going to work out and how that's going to happen and simply say, wait a minute, I have a God. His name is Jesus, and he knows exactly who I am. He knows exactly where I'm at, and he has a plan for me. I am in his will, surrendering my will for his own, and I will wait on him to receive his purpose in completion in my life. Can you say in Jesus' name? Oh, Moses, don't limit yourself to your own thoughts. See, Moses, you don't think you're all that talented. You don't think you've got much of a voice to speak and lead people. But Moses, God knows what he's got planned for you. And Father knows best. So somehow, Moses, you've got to surrender your own thoughts for the thoughts that come from God's voice in your life, from the Word of God that's speaking to you and inspiring you that you were made for more than this. And your lack of talent is not going to stand in the way of your ability to say, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me. Oh, Joseph. Wherever you are in the building, Joseph, do not limit yourself as you survey the circumstances that saturate your life right now. Don't let your own thoughts overwhelm you as you consider the pit and the prison and the way that you've been forsaken by your own family and all of the confusion about those circumstances. Joseph, Father knows best, and he has positioned you to be powerful and to have a purpose that is beyond what you could ask or think, but you've got to yield to his will, and you've got to yield to his word. Oh, Gideon, I don't know where you are in the building, Gideon, but you cannot look at the enemy and the way that he's surrounding your life as though that opposition is going to keep you from being victorious. Gideon, you look at yourself and you say, I'm nothing, and my family is nothing, and the Midianites are surrounding us. But Gideon, your father knows best, and if you will trust him and obey him, you're going to come out of this as a victor. I'm trying to preach to somebody. It's in the Bible, but it's also in our lives. Somewhere we got to say, my talent's not going to keep me from what God has for me. My circumstances won't keep me from what God has for me. My enemies can't keep me from what God has for me. I have a father. He knows my name. What about the Apostle Peter, having promised Jesus so much and then failing so miserably? And Peter, as you weep bitterly, you've got to understand your Father knows best. And he has destined you to be an amazing influence in the kingdom of God. But you've got to separate yourself from your own thoughts of failure. And you've got to say, okay, God, I know I've messed up, but I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you, Lord, to wipe the slate clean and give me an opportunity to step forward into your purpose. I believe there's a Moses here today. I believe there's a Joseph here today. I believe there's a Gideon here today. I believe there's a Peter here today. I believe there are men and women of God that if you look at yourself, you can see reasons to doubt and reasons to give up and reasons to quit. But Father knows best. And if in this moment you can say, I will not trust myself, but I will trust in him, you will see his glory in your life. I know it's Father's Day. I know we got plans. I know we need to hurry, but is it possible that there are those among us in danger of missing the future that God has for you because you're allowing yourself to be overwhelmed with self-doubt, with thoughts of your own weaknesses and thoughts of your own failures, or perhaps even thoughts of the failures of others and how those circumstances have impacted you? I beg you today that you would recognize that when the enemy says what you are right now is what you will always be, what you are right now is the sum total of what you can ever hope to become, I wish you could say the devil is a liar. Father knows best. And in this moment, I'm going to run to him. I'm going to embrace him. I'm going to get in the lap of God, if you will. And I'm going to say, Daddy, you got to help me when I cannot help myself. Daddy, I don't know who else to talk to, but I know that you've always had a word. I know you've always been there when no one else was there. And so I lean on you for strength, and I come to you for encouragement, and I look to you for wisdom so that I can become everything that you have for me to become. David was talking to Solomon, and through the word of God, we read in 1 Chronicles 28, he said, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. As we go through circumstances, as we face gut checks, if you will, God knows every thought that we think. He knows the imaginations that race through our minds, and he tries to help us along till we reach the point, perhaps through trials and tests, where he comes through for us enough times that we finally settle it. We draw the line in the sand and we let God know, I refuse to depend on myself. I'm going to trust in you. I'm just going to say there are times that God has allowed you to go through a situation where you could not do anything to make the situation better. That was so that you could lean on your Father. That was so that you could say, Father knows best. I know nothing, but I know to trust in him. I know to depend on him. And the word to Solomon was, if you'll make up your mind, I'm going to obey God no matter what. I'm going to seek the Lord no matter what, God will bless your life. In other words, we say as the psalmist, order my steps in your word, O Lord, because you really know what's best for me. Would you close your eyes and would you make this a prayer? Jesus, help me to be a hearer of the word, but also a doer of the word. Jesus, as I pray this simple prayer, help me to trust your word no matter what circumstances I face. Help me to live as though I know Father knows best. Can you say in Jesus' name? As sure as many of us would say, yes, Pastor, you're not preaching anything new. I know what you're saying is true today. Can we be honest and admit there is a tension in our lives because truthfully we are often partial to our own thoughts. We have a lot of confidence in our own way of thinking. And if we would be brutally honest with ourselves, we face circumstances where sometimes our default is to work our own way out of a circumstance. And thank God for the talent and ability and insight he gives us. We must use those gifts. But there also needs to be a humility about our lives where we can say, God, I don't know the best way right now. I don't know what direction to turn, but Father knows best. And I'm going to lean on you, Lord. I'm going to lean on your word. Certainly we know, some perhaps even have firsthand knowledge, that sometimes in the natural, the son would look to the father as though the father doesn't have a clue. Sometimes the child looks to the parent as though the parent doesn't have any idea of what's going on. Some people say it was Mark Twain that said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But by the time I was 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in just 7 years. Someone else said, children, tired of your stupid parents, move out, get a job, pay your own bills while you still know everything. There is something in the natural that is very real, and that is that suspicion from the child. Maybe dad doesn't know best. Maybe father really don't have a clue. I think we should admit today that sometimes that attitude is the same when it comes to our relationship with God. No, we're not rude. We're not callous or indifferent, but we understand and recognize there's something about this flesh that says, I got this. I can work this out. I'll take care of this. But oh, heaven view, can we admit today, Father knows best. And I know right now in my spirit that God is reaching for me. And he's saying, I have bigger plans for you and better plans for you than what you can come up on your own with all your talent and with all your ability. You're still no match for God. So let there be something in our spirit that says for every decision, for every major issue, I will trust in the Lord. Could you raise your hands and in your own way, could you pray that prayer? Church, would you help me right now? As God is reaching for somebody here today and he's saying, it's not over for you. It's not too late for you to surrender to the thought that God has a plan for your life. It's not too late for us to say, Jesus, not my will, but thine be done. Praise God. Some of you parents of older kids, sometimes you blame yourself because you do everything you can to lead them in the right direction. But you have to admit, you cannot make their choices for them. And that's how it is with God. He leads us and guides us, but only we can surrender our will to him. Only we can say, Lord, here I am. Whatever you want, that's what I want in my life. And I wish that somehow today we would recognize the call of God that's in this house. You're moving along in your direction and you're wondering if you've got it all together and maybe you've got your plans laid out and God is saying, don't leave me in the corner somewhere. Father knows best. Don't just walk over my word and think you're going to have a wonderful life that everybody's going to be impressed with, especially you. Please don't disregard. Father knows best. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He's not the enemy of your happiness. He's not the enemy of your future. In fact, where you are right now is by the grace of God. Any good thing that's happening in your life right now is not just because of the sum total of your intelligence or maybe your background. I warn you today, if it wasn't for God, there's not a one of us that could take another step or another breath. And I feel like God is saying to somebody, Father knows best. And so in this service, let there be something in your spirit that says, I want what you want for me, God. Oh, what a great time to clap your hands and say, Jesus, Jesus, I need you. One verse that bears this out, and there are many, but look at Proverbs 16. Verse 2 says, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. God sees things you cannot see about yourself. God sees things you cannot see about other people. God sees things you cannot see even about your own motives. And so the scripture says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The ultimate proof that we are on the right track, the ultimate proof that we are doing things the right way, is not what we think about it, not even how we feel about it. The ultimate proof is, does my life line up with the Word of God? Do my decisions fit within the Word of God? In so doing, I am committing my ways to the Lord. And then as I commit my ways to the Lord, he begins to do some working on my thinking. If I just think my way through this, I'll leave God somewhere in the corner. But if I will go to his Word and say, whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to obey him. Whether I think I want to or not, I'm going to obey him. Then as I get involved in obeying him, then he begins to help me think differently about the way that he has for me. He begins to reveal to me the next step and the next step that I might know his blessings in my life. We hear the book in the New Testament, the Acts of the Apostles. And I don't mean acts like fake. I mean acts like practice. I mean somewhere in your walk with God, you got to say, I'm not just going to wait till I think it or I feel it. I'm just going to obey him. In other words, I'm going to act like a prayer warrior when I don't feel like a prayer warrior. I'm not talking about being fake. I'm talking about praying anyway. I'm going to act like I'm a churchgoer when I don't think I need to go to church, because I'm just going to be what God's called me to be in his word. And so I'm going to do what he's called me to do, regardless of how I feel. I'm not faking it, but I'm acting the way he has called me to act. And as I obey him, he begins to change my thinking until I want to pray, until I want to be in his presence, until I want more of him. And I'll just give you one example. If you start missing church, do you think you're going to have all these thoughts bombard you? You got to be in church. Maybe at first, but the more you miss, the more you start thinking, I don't need to be in church. But if you come to church anyway, that action will transform your thoughts until you start thinking, man, I'm glad I was in church today. Until you start thinking, man, I'm glad I didn't miss church today. And yet we are so led by our own thoughts and our own emotions instead of what the Word of God says. And so what we've got to do is we've got to reverse the process, because what we don't realize is the longer that we are led astray by our own thoughts, we start drifting from the Word of God. We start forgetting that Father knows best, and we're somewhere over here in a corner and we don't feel like anything's wrong. We don't think that anything's wrong. But I tell you what, if you get back to obeying the Word of God, if you get back to trusting the Word of God, if you get back to doing the Word of God, God will do some surgery on your thoughts, and all of a sudden, you won't spend your days thinking about what matters to you. You'll get a revelation of what matters to Him, and your actions can lead the pace and change the way you think. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, Proverbs 16 again, verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. You've got to make the decision. I'm either going to go my way or God's way. And the indicator that I'm going God's way is obeying his word, whether I feel like it or whether I think I want to do it or not. I just want him to be large and in charge, because Father knows best. Would you raise your hands as if to say, I surrender to the word of God right now. I surrender to the word of God right now. I surrender to the word of God right now. I surrender to the word of God right now. I want my life to be changed. I want more than just a good feeling at church on Sunday. I want my life to be changed. I want more than just a good Holy Ghost heebie-jeebie. I want my life to be changed. I want to make sure I'm obeying the word of God, because he has a plan for me. He has a future for me. I want to discover what my Father has for my life and for my future. Can you say in Jesus' name? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. In just a few moments, there will be some that repent. There will be some that are baptized in Jesus' name. There will be some that seek to be filled with the Spirit of God. That decision must be more than just an emotion. You've got to put your faith into the Word of God. And you've got to do what the Word of God says, regardless of what you think or what you feel or what anybody else thinks or what anybody else feels. If it's in the Word of God, just obey. Don't give it a second thought. And as you obey, your thinking will change. In fact, as you disobey, your thinking will change. Because the Bible says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You hear the word and don't do it, you'll start lying to yourself. Your thinking will change about the word of God. But if you say it's in the word of God, I'm going to do what it says, then your thinking will adjust. Oh, thank God I repented of my sins. Thank God I was baptized in Jesus' name. Thank God I was filled with the Spirit. Father knows best. Amen. And so I close. A certain man had two sons. You can follow along in Luke chapter 15. And one of them said, Father, you give me everything that I've got coming to me. In that culture, he was basically saying, Dad, I wish you were dead so I could get my inheritance and I can live life the way I want to live. I don't think Father knows best. Father may have a few things that I need, but give me what you got and let me live life my own way. That sounds like Christianity in our modern era. God, you bless me, but don't expect me to obey you. God, if I'm sick, I expect you to heal me. Don't expect me to be faithful to your house. That's the spirit of the world that we're a part of. If I have a need, I want the church to pray. But I'm never going to serve the Lord for what I can do for him. That was the attitude of this son. Let me live my life. And so the Bible says he took his journey and he wasted his substance with riotous living. Then he began to be desperate. He began to be in want. Things got so pitiful that he looked for a place to survive. And the best he could come up with was feeding the pigs. And the fact is, what the pigs were eating looked even good to him because he was basically starving to death. Isn't that how the world is? Have you ever heard those stories about those people that walk away from God? I don't say that to relish in their failure. I say that to warn us all. Father knows best. And in this case, the scripture says in verse number 17, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Up until this point, his life has been filled with his own thoughts. His life has been directed by his own thoughts. But for a brief moment, he was able to clear the clutter of his own carnality and he could think correctly. Wow, even the servants in my father's house have a much better life than this. Father knows best. Who are those people here today that you kind of chuckle at the rest of us that give our lives wholly to the Lord? You kind of chuckle at the rest of us that put him first in every area of our lives. You think that's so useless. Maybe it's the opiate of the ignorant. Maybe it's just something that people do when they don't have their own ability to think through life. I wonder who you are that you wouldn't say that, but you live that. And I'm warning you today, Father knows best. And when you come to yourself, you need to push aside every selfish thought and say, oh God, no matter what I am in this world, no matter what I accomplish in this life, if I am not serving you, I might as well be feeding the pigs. I might as well be living in the slop. I may have the nicest house. I may have the best job. But if I am not serving you, I have nothing. I have nothing. Father knows best. Father knows best. Heaven View, the atmosphere has changed so dramatically. I was not ready for this. I had no idea that this is what God was doing today. But God is reaching for somebody right now. And he's trying to tell you, if you will come to yourself, will come to yourself. If you will start thinking about your Father, if you will start thinking about your God, if you will start honoring him with your life, there's still time for you to come to yourself. There's still time for you to come to yourself. There's still time for you to say, Jesus, you're a much better manager of my life than I am. Jesus, you're a much better guide, a much better forecaster of my future than I could ever be. Father knows best. Father knows best. I'm coming to myself today. Father's Day was the day I realized, God, you can do more with me than I can do with myself. Father's Day was the day I realized I was made for more than this. Father's Day, I remember it was 2016. We were there in church. It was an awesome service, but somewhere in the preaching, it got really serious. And that's when I came to myself. It was Father's Day 2016 that I realized, God, you've got a plan for me. And the message that I heard on that Father's Day was not to push me away from God, but it was to help me clear my mind long enough to say, not my will, but thine be done. Not my way, but your way. Because Father knows best. And Father's Day was the day that I said, I will rise and I will go to my Father. And I will say, Father, I have sinned against you. I have failed you. I haven't been what you call me to be. I've been distracted. I've been self-absorbed. But on Father's Day, I went to the Lord and I said, God, I'm not even worthy to be called a child of God. I just want to be one of your servants. That was the day. It was Father's Day, 2016, when I reached out to God. He reached out to me. When I ran to him, he ran to me. It was Father's Day when he saw me coming down the road. When he saw me after I had given up on myself, as I reached out to him, he reached out to me. And it was on Father's Day that he had compassion. He held me close. He loved me because Father knows best. And it was on that Father's Day when I made my way to the altar and I said, God, no more doing it my way. I want to do it your way. It was on Father's Day that the church got a robe for me. They threw a party for me. They celebrated what God was doing in my life. Because Father's Day is a great day. If you feel like you have failed, to remember Father knows best. If you feel like you are lost, to remember Father knows best. If you feel like hope is gone, to remember Father knows best. And you can make your way to home. And you can make your way to hope if you will put your life truly in his hands today. Would you stand in church? Would you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you're standing? Those of you that are getting baptized, Brother Silveres, if you make your way, and others that help him with that ministry, would you get ready right now to be baptized in Jesus' name? Come on, church, would you pray the prayer of faith right now? God is reaching for you, sir. God is reaching for you, ma'am. God is telling you that today is your day. Today is your day to say, God, I cannot keep doing this my way. I can't keep thinking my way out of this. I can't keep trying to make my own way out of this circumstance. God, I'm just coming to you and I'm saying, Lord, I know it's not too late. You know how to help me. You know how to rescue me. You know how to save me. Oh, I wish somebody would cry out to the Lord right now. Just a little bit of intercession right now. Just a little bit of intercession right now. Maybe even praying in the Holy Ghost right now. Because in a moment when we come to the altar, We need everybody to come. In a moment when we begin to reach out to the Lord, we need everybody to pray. In a moment when we truly surrender, we don't need anybody left behind thinking their way out of this, thinking their way out of conviction, thinking their way out of this moment, thinking their way out of repentance, thinking their way out of surrender. Come on, Father knows best. And on Father's Day, He sent a word. He's got a future for you that's better than the future you have lined up. But you've got to surrender your thoughts for His thoughts. You've got to surrender your ways for His ways. And oh, I'm reaching for that sweet sister. I'm reaching for that humble brother that the devil has lied to you and said, you're never going to make it. The devil has lied to you and said, there's no way you're going to see anything better than what you're seeing right now. I beg you, Father knows best, and He's not put you through this trial to destroy you. He's put you through this trial so that when you get out of this trial, things will be better. Life will be better. God will work for you in a way that is better. But you must trust Him. You must trust Him. You must trust Him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Is there anybody? You don't have to raise your hand, but with every eye closed, every head bowed, is there anybody? You don't have to raise your hand, but is there anybody that's having a come to themselves moment right now? Is there anybody coming to themselves right now? If there is someone in this building that right now you're coming to yourself, you're realizing, God, you're speaking to me. I'm not asking to raise your hand, but I'm asking you right now to make a promise to God. When that church comes forward for prayer, I'm not going to stay where I am. I'm going to join them, and I'm going to receive what you have for me, Lord. Because I can tell you right now, if you will come to yourself, the next step is to come to Jesus. And if you make a step toward Him, He will make a step towards you. And this very day will be the day that begins the miracle that He has for you. Come on, I'm looking for somebody. You don't have to raise your hand. And I'm not asking you to step out here all by yourself, but I'm asking you to be honest with God right where you're standing. Jesus, that preacher was preaching to me today. That preacher was preaching to me today. I've been doing this my own way. I've been thinking this out according to my own way. Come on, I'm not asking you to raise your hand, but I'm asking you to be honest with God right now. Jesus, I've got to come to myself right now, so that I can come to you and you can embrace me. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, whoever it is, that right where they're standing, they have acknowledged that this moment was for them. When they come forward with everybody else, I'm asking you to saturate them with your love and with your mercy and with your grace, and give them a miracle, Lord, today. In Jesus' name. Now everybody come, everybody come, everybody come. So you that have needed a miracle, you slip in with everybody else and you lift your voice right now and you pray, Jesus, I'm coming to myself so that I might come to you. Jesus, I'm coming to myself that I might come to you. There is a miracle here right now. There is a miracle here right now. Come on, come on, everybody lift your heart. And lift your hands to receive from the Lord right now. Intercessors, be led of the Lord right now. Intercessors, be used of God right now. Intercessors, let the Spirit of God lead you right now.